Well, welcome back to our podcast about the Nationals with MLB.com's beat reporter Bill Latson. I'm Craig Heist. And Bill, the Nationals head into the month of September with a 6.5-game lead over the Braves and a 7-game lead in the loss column. And that's a pretty good position to be in.
It's a great position, Craig. And it seems like they're getting better every day. I mean, yeah, they have this little lull here with a 5-game losing streak. But you know what? This team is totally different than the ones I've covered. I wasn't worried. I knew they would be okay. Davey Johnson's their manager, and that's why I wasn't worried.
Well, you know, the Braves this year have had an 8-game losing streak, and for the most part, they've been right on the Nationals' heels. Last year, the Phillies won 102. They had an 8-game losing streak. This was the second 5-game losing streak for this club. But I get the sense, walking around and talking to everybody in that clubhouse, there is just absolutely no sense of panic. They know where they are, and they know they're in a good position.
None whatsoever, Craig. And I credit Davey Johnson for that. And, you know, we witnessed it when he had his little confrontation with Mike Rizzo. He's not worried. He's always been that way. And he's not going to panic. And that's a good thing.
Let's go back to that little confrontation with Mike Rizzo. Maybe a lot made out of it. You know, it just happened to be we heard Davey yell that when there were reporters in the clubhouse, and then all of a sudden the clubhouse was closed. What do you make out of that? Do you just think it's, you know, a little bit of a difference of opinion between two pretty good baseball men?
It's just like with you and me, Craig. I mean,
well, we're not two good baseball men, but yeah, it's kind of like you and me.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we disagree, and it happens. And no, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. The only reason it was made a big deal because it happened in front of us. And if it had been private, no one would have said a word. But it happened in front of us. It's our job to report it, and we did it.
But I'm right, and you're wrong. That's the difference between when you and I have arguments.
I'm always right. I proved that Ian Desmond would be a productive player. I proved that, and I rest my case.
Uh-huh. Okay, we won't go any further. Let's talk a little bit about the month of September. Got some call-ups. Yuri Perez is up here. John Lannon, of course, we expected to be up here. Now, Lannon is going to take Strasburg's place in the rotation when he gets shut down.
In the regular season,
and we're looking at probably two or three more starts for Steven.
Oh, yeah, no question about it, and I totally understand, you know, why the Nationals are doing this. I mean, this is a guy that's coming off Tommy John surgery. I am surprised by how much it's a big deal, because Strasburg even told us that it was going to happen last year. So no one should be surprised that he's going to be shut down. And I'm not surprised, though. I understand why they're doing it.
Now, I know you and I have had our differences when it comes to John Lannon. I say, here's a guy that won 10 games last year. Here's a guy that has a little bit of a track record as a major league pitcher, an under 4 ERA. But if you look at what has happened, say, the last month or so with this guy, he was 2-0 in the starts that he came up here, and he was 3-1 with a 1.63 ERA over his last five outings in Syracuse. And that included being the International League Player of the Week. I kind of get the feeling he's ready to help this ball club win some games in September.
Yeah, he's going to help. There's no question about it. I just think that you don't need him during the postseason. And I say that because this is why I don't think it's a big deal about Strasburg leaving. Because they have a great staff without Strasburg. And they also, they could also use four starters in a short series. You don't need five starters. It's not like, you know, back in the 60s or even in the 70s when you needed all five starters. You could use four starters, and, you know, and some of them can pitch on short rest.
To tell you a little bit about how this game goes, and we both know how it works, you can slump for 3-4 games in October just like you can in the middle of June or July. Sure. Now we saw during this 5-game losing streak, this offense go in the tank for basically 5 games. And then all of a sudden they come out, win a game in Miami, win the first two here against the Cardinals, and they outscore the Cardinals in these two games 18-1.
Craig, that's what I'm most worried about. From day one, the one thing that has surprised me is how well the offense has been, especially since May 1st. And I always thought that the offense was the weakest link of this team. But it has showed me that it can be beaten. But that's my biggest concern. It's the offense. And we'll see what happens. I mean, it's up to Morris and Ryan Zimmerman, Bryce Harper, Jason Worth.
But we know what this team's record is and what the difference was when Zimmerman and Morris were not in this lineup. And I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal because you know, when they came back, they were difference makers. I never thought they would be, but they proved me wrong. And
what, you're wrong?
Yeah, in this particular case, yeah, it's slightly wrong. But I got to tell you, Craig, I'm not worried about the pitching staff at all. The bullpen or starters, I'm most worried about the hitting because of what it has shown in previous years.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the offense in terms of Jason Wirth hitting in leadoff spot. Some of us maybe didn't think it was the greatest idea in the world, but again, we were proven wrong by Davey Johnson on this. Here's a guy that's getting on base. You know, he's on base in the Friday night game five times. He had three hits, scored three runs. He walked twice. And all of a sudden, Bryce Harper's a little bit of a different hitter behind him.
That's what makes Davey Johnson the best manager in Nationals history, Craig. You know, he doesn't go by our rules. He goes by his rules. And the thing that he realized that Jason Wirth gets on base a lot. Prior to Jason Wirth becoming a leadoff hitter, Nationals had some problems in that regard. And Jason Wirth is getting on base a lot. And, you know, he's proven a lot of people wrong, man. Davey Johnson is a genius.
All right, we're in for the last month. What do you see? I mean, I brought this up to Davey at his press conference earlier today on Saturday as we talk, that what's your mindset now with this lead heading into September? We saw what happened to the Red Sox last year. They blew a 9-game lead. We saw what happened to the Braves last year. They blew the big lead. Not saying that's going to happen to the Nationals, but nonetheless, what's this mindset have to be now?
First of all, this is not the Braves or nor the Red Sox.
But regardless, we can say that now. We wouldn't have said that last year. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, but this is a totally different year.
Yeah, I understand that. But they're going to clinch the division by mid-September, late September. And they just got to get ready for the postseason. And you got to hope that everyone stays healthy. That's the bottom line. And I think that's going to be the key, especially with the offense. The pitching is going to be okay. I'm not even worried about that. Even without Strasburg, they're going to be okay. And if the offense can stay healthy, watch out. They could go all the way.
Okay, Bill Latson, MLB.com. Enjoy September.
I will, big time.